Okay, we will pick it up with the Mishnah, the top of Chav Ches Amid Beis. Rich, I'm going to finish up the Masech today. So the Mishnah begins as follows. Nosh b'moid ma'anois. Women on cholamoy. Ma'anois means to wail. Avolo metapchois. But they can't clap their hands. As this is also part of the Beis. B'shmol amur ha'smurchois l'mita metapchois. The ones who are close to the actual mita, to the Aaron, they could clap their hands. The Rosh Chodeshim and Chanukah Purim, Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah Purim, which are not really derises. So then you see Ma'anos Metapchos. Then you're allowed to, are allowed to clap and to wail in this form of Velus. Bezeh, both on Cholamoid and on what's it called on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah Purim. Lo mekonenos, you can't do these kina, the crying out. The more explain what that is. Nikbar hameis, once it's buried, rather lo ma'anos lo metapchos. You can't do either one. You can't clap. You can't wail. The asking one is who inui. What's it considered as wailing? Shatz shukulon oinos ka'achas. They all cry out together at the same time, simultaneously. Kina, what's lamenting? Sha'achas medaveris. One of them speaks up. V'chulon oinos acharem. And they all cry out afterwards. Shnei Mark. It says pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Teach your daughters how to wail, and every neighbor will do this kina, this crying out. In the future, who I'm here, ends off the last mission on a very positive note. He's going to destroy, swallow up death forever. Hashem's going to wipe away the tears from all the faces. Ask the Gemara now. My Omer, what exactly do these women who are wailing over the mace, what do they say? So Omer Rav, Vai le Oslo, Vai le Chavilo. Woe to the one who's now returning the one who's departing, also like to go out, one, and woe to the one who's returning the pledge, right? The pledge, like we say in Adon Olam, b'yadachov kibruchi, right? He deposited him in, so it was a pikadon that Hashem was left with the person as a pledge for all the years of his life. Omer Rava. Now we're going to go through a lot of statements of these women. These neshei deshe chanti. Omer Hach. They would say like this: Vay la'oz, the woe to one who's going, by the chavila. We just quoted one woe is to the person who's departing, and now woe the one who's returning the pledge. Omer Rava, neshei deshe chanti. Omer Good garma mikava. They would say about an old person that the bone has been removed from the jaw. V'nimte maya la'anatiche. And now it's time to put the water back to the kettle. So the Tosfos HaRosh understands that what it's talking about is a sad case that a woman would be speaking to a father that had a son who died, and they would tell him to take out one of the teeth and keep it and wash it off. You see, the Gemara in Brachos says in Ham Beis, Rabbi Yochanan, he kept a bone from his youngest son who had died. So that's the eights that these women were giving. They would say, Otuf Uchisu Ture, wrap and cover up the mountains. That's like a symbolic of Avelis. The Barame Uvarav Revehu, this was a great and distinguished person. Amar Rav, Rav Neshei De Shechantziv. Amar, they would say Sheul Itztala De Melsa Levar Chorin De Shlimu Zavide. You know, they would lend a cloak of fine wool. That should be like the Tachrichim, the burial shroud. A free person whose sustenance is now gone, it's been depleted. In other words, a wealthy person who loses their fortune, they would much rather die than have to live in poverty. Another statement that we're going through, Rahit v'nafel amabra, that they're running and they fall at this crossing place, a ford, I think is the way they translate in English, but it's like a place where you cross over a body of water. The Zof saw Yosef, right, and he borrows, right? I mean, he's falling, but he's still borrowing. The brothers, the merchants, are going to be examined at their places to see if they were honest or not. Right? We know that that's one of the six questions the Gemara says in Brachos. I'm sorry, Shabbos Lamed Aleph. That one of the questions the person is going to be asked: do they do business faithfully? But Omer Rav and the Shadish Dishe Chantziv Amron Mosa Kimosa. Death is like death, meaning it comes to everybody. Everybody dies. Umarin, suffering, chibulia. It's like interest on the thing. So something the Ron explains that, like, you know, diseases or like additional pain and suffering that goes on top of that as well. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Hi, Rumer. Rumer used to say, "Toivu leches al beis avil." It's better to go to a beis avil, a house of mourning, right, than to go to a party. The pasuk in Koheles, ad hacha yitein alibo. Living person will place it into his heart. Devarim et shalmisa. What is he going to put into his heart? He's going to think about and realize he's not living it forever. Mestama, this is a continuation of what these neshei Shechantzibs would say, Mosa ki Mosa, right? Everyone's going to die. So the person thinks they're going to live forever. They have unlimited time on this earth. But the person thinks about it and goes to a base of and realizes that we're all mortal, we're all frail, we're not going to be around here so for eternally. So therefore, a person will take Mosa to that. Then he continues and says, "Di yispeh," if a person gives a hesped, a eulogy, yispedune, they're going to give hespedim on him. The yikbar, if you help bury people, yikbarune, they're gonna bury him. The yitan, if he gives words of literally means to load, but he loads like praises and tribute on others, so then yitanune di yidal yidilune. And if he raises his voice up in crying for others, then people are going to raise the voice and cry for him as well. It seems here like it's a mida connected mida. Igad Amri, some learn it a little bit different. This line, what does it mean about raising up Delo Yidal, a person who doesn't raise himself up with Gaiva, but instead makes himself into an Onav, Yidalune, he's going to be raised up. It's better to be told to step up than to be degraded in the presence of people who are truly great. Okay, continues Tan Rabbonan. Learn in a Braisa. Kishemesu banos Rabbi Yishmael, when the sons banov, the sons of Rabbi Yishmael died, nichnasu arba zekenim menachemo. So four of his colleagues, Tanoim, came in to be menachem, to give him comfort. Who were they? Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. So Amalhem Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, "Du'u, you should know, Shechachem Godahu." The Rabbi Shmuel was a big Talmud Chacham, Uboki Begados, and he's an expert in Agada. "Al yikanes echa michem betoch divrei chavero." Don't interrupt. In other words, everyone should, the way the Roshonim learn this line is everyone should say their own chiddush about his sons. Don't interrupt. Don't build upon what the previous statement happened. The Marshal learns that they want to let it present it in a systematic way, so that Rabbi Shmuel himself won't be tempted to respond and to be engaged in Divrei Torah. Om Rabbi Kiva v'ani achron. Rabbi Kiva says, "I'm going to go last." So if you understand, like the Ran learns that he was volunteering to say, everyone had to say a chiddush. So the fact that he's going to speak last, he means he's going to have to. He'll have the hardest job because he's going to have to speak up and say something that no one else had said before. Sometimes you'd ask you to speak a Sheva Brachas, and the person who speaks right before you, they say you're fourth. Now you're left. What can I say? So here, this is what Rabbi Kiva says: "I'm going to speak last." Pasach Rabbi Yishmael of Omar, Rabbo of Anoisav. Rishmael himself was the Avil. He says on himself, "Many are his sins." Speaking of himself in the third person, Techapuhu Avelov. A lot of Avelis came to him. Hitriach Raboisav Pam Rishoina Ushnia. Because of this, he troubled his teachers, his Rebbeim, to come and give him Nechama one time and two times, to come and do Nichovim. So now the Rabbi Tarfon Valmar, Rabbi Tarfon now, since Rabbi Shmuel spoke first, and Rabbi Tarfon could start speaking, Vachechem Kol Beis Yisrael Yivchu Es Hasreifa. This is referring to the death of Nodan Avihu. Haladvaram Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. What is it? Umanot of Avihu Shloyas Osu Elamitzvah Achas. He only did one mitzvah. Dichsiv Vayakrivu B'nei Aaron Es Adam Elov. The heavenly one, now God's did many mitzvahs, but say there's one thing that's the fairest that they did. It's written in the Chumash they did this mitzvah. That one, Sakach Bonav Shal Rabbi Yishmael. So then, by the children of Rabbi Yishmael, you Alachas Kam Vakama. They had a wonderful reputation. They were known for the many mitzvahs. So therefore, the entire Klal Yisrael should mourn for them. Nan Rabbi Yossi Haglili V'Amar. So Rabbi Yossi Haglili went afterwards, and he says talking about Avia Ben Yerovam. V'Saftu Lo Kol Yisrael. The Kavru Oso, so they all mourned for him, and all of Klal Yisrael buried him. That's a pasuk in Malachim Aleph. So hello, Dvarim Kal V'Chomer. Again, here to Kal V'Chomer. Uma Abia Shel Yeravam Shelo Osu Ela Dover Echad Tov. He only did one good thing, right? Dichsi Begs. It says by him, Ya Nimsebo Dover Tov. They found something good in him, and he only did one thing. But nevertheless, there was this tremendous kabbalah for him. So kach bonim shel Rabbi Shmuel. So your sons, alachas kam v'kama. Right? They're going to have such a reward because all the klai was going to come out and mourn them. So they were asked, well, my dover tov. What exactly was this good thing that Avia ben Yeravam did? So Zerub Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. So it's a machloikis. Chadam, or one of them says, Shebitel Mishmarto V'olol Regel. His father Yeravam had put him as a guard to make sure, you know, that to stop people from going to the Olol Regel to go to Yerushalayim. So he was Mavatel. He walked away. He abandoned his post. He deserted. V'chadam, another one says, Shebitel Pardesaus Shehoshiv Yeravam Aviv Al Hadrochim Shlo Yalu Yisrael Rogim. So the other one says that he removed the guards that his father Yeravam had put there on the road so people would be able to go to Yerushalayim. Okay. Back to the Braisa, Nan Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, Ba'amar, Bishalom Tomus, Uvimistrafois, Abosecha, Amalachim, Harishonim, Asher Hayu, Lefanecha, Chain, Yisrafu, Loch. So there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. You're going to die in peace with the burnings of your fathers, the former kings are before you, they'll make a burning for you. What does this mean? Hello, Dvarim Kal V'Chomer, Umar, Tzidkiyahu, Melech Yehuda, Shelo Osa, Ele Mitzvah Achas. He only did one mitzvah. What was it? So the Gemara tells us that it was Shehela Yirmiyahu min hatit, that he took Yirmiyahu out of the pit, out of the shmutz, the mud. So kach bonav shor b'yishmoyel achas kam v'kamer. So you see that he did one thing, and that was this tremendous kavod was given to him. So how much a kal v'chomer for your sons as well? They're saying again to Rabbi Yishmoyel. Now Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva now is the last one to speak. V'omer b'yoyimahu yigdal hamispe b'yushalayim kimispe dad rimoin b'bikas megiddo. On that day, there's going to be a great morning in Yerushalayim, like the morning that was for Hadad Rimon in the valley of Megiddo. V'omer Rabbi Yosef. Now it's interesting. We pointed out many times Rabbi Yosef was a soggy nahor. He was blind. So because he was blind, he didn't learn Chumash, because you're not allowed to learn Chumash orally. So therefore, he became a baki in the Targum. So, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Ilmale Targumu, the high crow. We'd have the Targum on this pasuk. Lohavi Yadana, my Kalmar. We'd have no way to figure out, because we don't. It's not mentioned, right? There's this place called Hadad Rimon, is not mentioned anywhere in Chumash. So we have the Targum to explain to us what exactly is going on over here. Beidno Hahu Yiske, Mispeda Yushalayim, Kimispeda the Achav Bar Omri, Diktal Yose Hadad Rimoin Bar Tav Rimoin Mispede Yoshiyahu Bar Amon Dikato Yose Paro Chagira Bibikas Megiddo. So the Taich is that when the time when they're mourning in Yerushalayim, it's going to be as great as they did for Achav, who was the son of Omri. He was killed by Hadad Rimon. And that was like Yoshiyahu, who was killed by Paro Chagira, the one who was lame, in the valley of Megiddon. What does it mean? Valod Varam Kav V'Chomeru Ma Achav Melech Yisrael Halo Osa Eladvar Achad Tov. Achav only did one good thing that's mentioned the Feirish in the Navi. Dichsi v'hamelech haye ma'amad b'merkavo nochach oram. So this is talking about, this is later on in Malachim Aleph and Perakov Beis, when they're at war. And Achav got hit, he was mortally wounded, but he turned away, so it can be very demoralizing. If the Klal Yisrael would have seen that the king had been killed, or mortally wounded at least, then they would have run away, they would have been afraid. So he changed his things, they wouldn't see that, they had to keep them fighting. So that was a good thing. Kach, so too, Bonav Shel Rabbi Yishmoyel, Al Achas Kal V'Kama. So you see, again, it's a Kal V'Chom, it's the same idea, that all of them are making Kal V'Chomers throughout the Psukim they see, in both in Chumash and in Novi. Okay, Amar Le Rava Le Rava Bar Mari Ksiv Bei B'Tzidkiyahu. It says by Melech Tzidkiyahu, B'Shalom Tomus. You're going to die in peace, right? B'Shalom. Ksiv Ay. But the pasuk says V'Es Einei Tzidkiyahu Iver. They blinded him. Tzidkiyahu, right? Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So which is it? Did he die B'Shalom? Did he had a terrible death? So Amar Le Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shemes Nebuchadnezzar B'Yomav. What it means is that in the lifetime of Tzidkiyahu, Nebuchadnezzar died. So that's what it means. That's the Shalom, because he got to see the death of the Rishayim. V'om Rabba L'Rabba Bar Mari, K'siv Bei B'Yoshiyahu, L'chein Hineni Osifcho Al Abosecho V'Nesafto El Kivrosecho B'Shalom. You're going to be gathered to your fathers, you come to your grave in peace, right? Chasiba says V'yoro yoro ha'yorim lamelech Yoshiyahu, that they shot him with arrows, right? Hamar of Yehuda Amarav Shasuhu kichvoro, they made him like a sieve, like a, something that you strain food into. There's so many holes in his body. So which is it? So, would he die b'sham? Would he die this day, this painful death with kichvoro? So Amar le Hachi Amar of Yochanan. This is pshat. Shelochara beisamigdash biyamav. The fact that the Beis HaMikdash was not destroyed in his lifetime, that's what it means that he died b'shalom. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Eim Menachemim Rishoyim Loim Adavur Ad Sheyiftach Ovil. Now, going back now to the halachas of having Menachem Ovil, so the people who are coming to be Menachem the Ovil can't, they don't have permission, they're not allowed to speak until the Ovil talks first. This is not necessarily such a well-known halacha. Shenemar, what's the pasuk? Achrechein pasach Iov espihu. Because after his friends came to sit down with him, they were there for 7 days and seven nights. No one said anything. They saw it was very had tremendous yisurim. And then Iov opens up his mouth. V'hadar v'yan Eliphaz hatimani. And then Eliphaz starts speaking after Iov starts. So that's what it is, that that the person has to think. Okay, Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya. This broad, this applies when you're eating in the by the oval, not when you're just coming to visit. Okay, where we have to? Omer Rabbi Avahu minayim ovel shemesev varosh. How do we know that the ovel sits? Mesev is like haseba, like to recline, to sit at the head of the table. Shneimar, the pasuk says, evchar darkam ve'eshev rosh ve'eshkon kemelech begedud kasher avelim yinachem. I chose out their way, and I sat, and they dwelt like a king in the army, the one who yinachem, who covers the comforts the mourners, right? So this is implies that the avil sits at the head, like the chief. So yinachem achrine mashma. 1 second, says the Gemara. Yinachem means he's comforting others, meaning that the person who's doing the nichum avelim, he should be sitting at the head of the table. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak yinachem k'siv. The words written yinachem means will be comforted, and therefore it could also be, you know, you could explain this referring to the Avil himself, not the one who's doing the Nichum Avelim. Marzutra Amar Mehacha. Marzutra says you can bring a raya from this pasuk. Vesar Mirzach Suruchim. So Mirzach is Lashon. Mirzach says the Gemara Nasa Sar L'Suruchim. So I became like bitter. They stretched themselves out and it'll pass away then. But the Gemara, he darshans it, it's a Puskin in Amos, he's made a sar, right? A prince over those who are sitting beside him, they're stretched out below. Meaning that the Avil is sitting above them. That's how you learn it. Omer Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Minayin L'Chosen Shemesei Barosh. How do you know that a Chosen sits at the head? Shneimar K'Chosen Yechachin Pe'er. Like the Chosen, he is Yechachin, bedecks himself with pe'er, with the splendor, with the glory. Ma'koin barosh, af chosin barosh. And just like the kohen sits at the head, so too the chosin sits at the head as well. It's koin gufim in olam. 1 second, how do you know the kohen sits there? We just made, okay, so this is, how do you know the chosin? Because the kohen's there. But let's go back a step before that. How do you know even the kohen sits there? Right, Tana the Bei Rabbi Yishmoel, Likidashto, famous drosha, in a parsha's emor, that you literally sanctify him. The chol davar shebekedusha, he gets to go first for every davar shebekedusha. Liftoach rishon, he gets the first aliyah. Levarich rishon, he's the first to sit at the bench. Velito mona yofel rishon, he gets the first take the, you serve the plate of chicken on the table, so the kohen is supposed to take the first piece. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to and ends off with a discussion of death. Bottom of Chaf Chesam Abeis. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Kashi Yetzias Neshama Min Haguf, not Chavtes, Kitzipore Befi Haveshd. It's as difficult, the Neshama leaving the Guf is as difficult for the body as like a knotted rope going through the eye of a ship's rigging. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Kifitire Befi Veshed, like a halyard is passing through the eye. Omer Rabbi Levi Bar Chayosa, Hanifta min hames lo yomer lo leich l'shalom. When you're leaving a deceased, don't say to him leich l'shalom. Elorai say leich bishalom. The Gemara is going to explain why. Hanifta min achai, when you're leaving someone who is alive, so lo yomer lo leich bishalom, don't say to him, go in peace, ela leich lishalom, go to peace. Hanifta min hameis lo yomer lo leich lishalom, ela leich bishalom, shenemar, how do you know this? What's the raya from this? Pasuk with Avram Avinu, v'yata tavo el avosecha bishalom. You're going to go to your fathers in peace, you're going to be buried in a good old age. Haniftar min hachai, if you're taking leave of someone who's alive, lo yom lo lech bishalom, don't tell him to go to peace, el lech bishalom, go to peace, don't tell him go in peace, go to peace, right? That's what you say. Shaharei, how do you know this? David sha'am la avshalom lech bishalom. David said to his son, Avshalom, go bishalom, halach bin isla. He went and he was hung. Didn't end well. Yisro sha'am le Moshe, but when Yisro says to Moshe, lech lishalom, go to peace, halach behitzliach, he went and he was successful in his mission. Anybody who goes from the shul to the base medrash, or base medrash to the base knesses, or from the base medrash to go to the shul, they'll be privileged to be makabel the face, the shechina, the divine presence. Shneemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yehu mechayil el chayil, yireh el elokim b'tzion. You're going from strength to strength, and you'll see them for Hashem in Tzion. Amar Rebbe Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Talmidei Chachamim Ein Lehem Menucha. The Talmidei Chachamim don't have any rest. Afila Olam Haba, not even the next world. They're constantly going from one level to the next. Shneemar Yechu Mechayel El Chayo Yireh El Elokim B'tzion. Even though they're in the Olam Haba, they continue to go Mechayel El Chayo until the ultimate Gula will come with Mashiach. Tzikeinu B'mheira B'yameinu. Just to end with a halacha. That this idea about going from base of Knesset to base of Medrash, so this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim in Kufnun Hay, that a person should have a kavias every day, that as soon as they're done davening, they should learn. Especially, you know, that the Chiv Talmud Torah, basic, the minimum level is Kriya Shema in the morning and night. But that's a joke, that we want to do much more than that. So if a person has a kavias in learning, especially before they start getting involved in the business and what they have to take care of and running errands, etc., so the best thing to do is with Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, the Ramah brings this idea that we're having a kavias in learning, and that's one fulfills this pasuk. I'm going for this idea of Yehu Michayel El Chayel. Hadrin Allah, Ch'eli Megalchin, Vesliko Law, Vesaches Moed Katan.